This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
You know how we like to dance into the weekend, Superdome?
Yay!
I was just wondering if we were in the mosh pit that we'd be bouncing off of your jaw because there's still a beach ball on it, or is it melted like a snowball? How are you doing, my friend?
No, it's kind of, like a ping pong ball now. It went from softball to ping pong.
Yes. All right, so use Super Don's head for a ping pong ball game.
No, please don't.
No,
please
don't do that. Don't do that. Folks, we've got a great show. Welcome, everybody, as we head into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Parade happening in Queens, New York, of all places. We've got new. Why would we be covering that? Because Sally El Cordy is going to be in it, our lovely and wonderful anti-vaccine activist. She's awesome. We have Dr. King. It's time for Healing Revolution. We're heading into it. And if you have arthritic pain, you're going to want to give a listen to some new things that Dr. King is releasing. Of course, in the show notes, always, you can check it out and link up to it, even after the fact. And as well, our naturopath extraordinaire, Roseanne Lindsay, president of the National Health Freedom Group up there in Minnesota, where we're going to have the big meeting that we've got. We're going to preview that with you and let you know how you can be part of it, among many other things today, Super D. So, listen, Super D, I'm just grateful that you're still alive, man. You had a big scare this week with you.
Yeah, it got my attention, that's for sure. But, not a big deal. Just sometimes you got, listen, I told you before, I don't get sick very often.
No.
It just doesn't really happen. But when I do it in style and with flair.
Yes. Yes.
And, so it's all good.
Yeah. If after you got hit over the head with a chair in the wrestling ring and that popped out of everybody would have been aghast. Like,
it was an MMA injury.
It was. It looked like an MMA injury. Anyway, so glad, you're on the mend, my friend, and that we're heading into the weekend. I don't know if you're going to take tomorrow off. You probably aren't. You're going to do your other show.
No.
Can't slow you down. Can't slow you down.
We'll get into news and opinions on both sides of the 49th parallel tomorrow morning.
Yes. But I guess there's good news in it. Likely, if you tried to join the military today, they wouldn't let you in. Because what's that growing on your face? Well, and also the fact that you're a grandpa. You're probably too old. But
I'm kind of too old for it.
Yeah. But think about this. The immune system of our country, a constitutional provision provides for what? A military. We aren't supposed to have a standing army. They're not supposed to be quartered in your home, right? But, well, a military is legitimate in terms of protecting your country, your nation. And, I think that in Switzerland, I think everybody is required to own a rifle of some kind, and that in the, I think the government provides bullets as whatever, but, the idea is that if you're an independent sovereign nation, you have to have a way to defend yourself. But what if you don't have enough healthy people to join the military? And, you know, what if that's not a far-off prediction? We've talked about the vaccine autism link and all the other environmental causes of autism. Could it contribute to, as some have argued, including Stephanie Senna from MIT, that by 2030, are we talking 50% or more of all children being diagnosed on the autism spectrum? And what does that mean for when they hit 17, 18, 19, you know, the eligible age to join the military? Would they be allowed in? Would they be functional? And if not, then what? Well, it turns out we're not far off. In fact, we might already be there, Super D. Here's the headline over at Natural Blaze. 71% of military-age Americans are too sick to join. Too sick to join. Yeah. And they point out that this is not Putin's doing. Because if anything, Russia and Putin are actually trying to help us by being anti-GMO, which is like, you know, remember the article from this week. Right. Oh, Putin, right. Russians, they made everybody against GMOs. Like, it would be good if we actually adopted that mantra in America, whether it came from Putin or not. We'd be healthier, okay? But 71% of young U.S. people can't even join the military. 34 million people, they say, that are eligible between the age of 17 and 24. 24 million, over 24 million of them are unable because they're just not healthy enough. We have already hit that crisis point, folks. And I tell you, United States of Drug America, it will not fall due to somebody else's army. It will fall due to the war on our health that has been declared upon us by the Fear and Death Administration. And it's been carried out by medical doctors with licenses, nurses with licenses, anybody who's willing to vaccinate our troops, our kids. And then again, we go further and we say, my gosh, the Congress of the United States, which years and years and years and years ago, 1938, passed in 1939, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act set the stage for this. But regulatory capture was inevitable because anytime you centralize the power in any given structure, those who want that power, that have the money to buy it, make you, you've just made it easier for them. We don't have to buy 50 different entities. We can buy one. Yeah? Okay, let's do it. And guess what? Big Pharma owns this country. And if you're one of their medical minions, their participants, their customers, if you subject your children to shots and Tylenol and ibuprofen willy-nilly, you're part of the problem. You've created an environment where the United States may fall from within without anybody firing a bullet from outside except for the shots that are being fired by our own medical professionals here at home.
Yeah, this is kind of an eye-opener. And this reminds me, there was an article last week that is related to this as well. That not only are people, are they finding that people are ineligible because of their health?
Yeah.
But they're also looking at overhauling the basic combat training program. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Right.
But they're going to be giving up, like, hand grenade throwing because they're finding that the majority of the recruits are unable to throw hand grenades far enough.
Wow.
For the training, and I think one of the other things was they're going to start giving up a section of the training that has to do with land navigation, and it's because they're finding that they are unable to be able to read maps and do like the mathematical equations for basic land navigation.
So we're one EMP blast away from our entire military becoming lost wherever they are.
Yeah. That's
great news, folks. My God.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's kind of a downer, but it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying that the recruits don't have don't have the capacity to do some of the things that have been standard in the basic training. So instead of figuring out a way to change that, they're changing the training so that people can get into the military.
People were complaining that they were going to change the training because women wanted to be in combat and they couldn't do the same things, but it ain't about the women. It's about everybody not being able to do what our, let's say, recent ancestors were able to do in basic. In other words, to get them ready for the rigors of what they might be asked to do in a military conflagration, if I said that correctly.
Right.
Obesity, 27%. They're predicted by 2020 could be high as 50% of the people trying to join. Common health concerns, hearing and eyesight problems, asthma, and here we go, mental illness. Of course, SSRI, drug deficiencies. Really what we're talking about are mercury toxic young people. And that is compounded by the lack of real quality food and minerals. And it's also compounded by the additional vaccines that are given experimentally to everybody joining the military. So it's not enough to put them in harm's way, like I said, on a battlefield in reality. But the moment they enter the military, they become pawns to the medical-industrial complex. The Pentagon is that experimental wing, perhaps of the CDC's vaccine schedule to be. It's a bummer way to start the show today, super dumb, but it's one of those things, and I'm just going to be kind to Daniel back there at GCN, that we're not going to play the I told you so, because I've been predicting this would happen as well for many years, and I just... maybe I didn't think it would happen so soon. So, you know, when we talk about things that are accelerating, the decline in health of the next generations, millennial and beyond, it's a very, very real concern if you care about having a military that can defend this country. Or if you feel like it needs to be everywhere doing everything, you can forget that. That's not going to happen anymore. And that might be the only good thing about this is because...
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you could look at that, I guess, as a positive, but... Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, our military plays an important role.
Yeah.
And if we can't man our military, then, you know, that could have some serious consequences at some point.
So if you want to restore the potential of military, you know, and having young people be strong enough and healthy enough to get in there, we probably need to integrate on a massive scale intravenous chelation therapy, you know, to consult with Dr. Bitar, for instance. That's not going to happen. But if you really wanted to reverse course, we would then begin to provide organic, clean foods for the young people. We would provide cleaner water, make sure they're hydrating properly, and perhaps far infrared saunas. Go get the Synergy Science far infrared sauna, you want to strengthen your kids if that's their destiny and mission. Get them an infrared sauna, have them sweat the toxins out. Get those metals out so they're healthier to do that. But that would be a decision you get to make, because I know it's not going to happen on the federal level.
Well, you know, in this article, you know, they mentioned that, you know, unless there's some kind of changes that take place in the food supply, in our health care, in our culture, you know, we are going to end up doing to ourselves that no other outside power is capable of doing, which is, you know, have a weak military.
Yeah.
So
destroying ourselves from within. All right, folks, well, you want to strengthen your own immune system, do the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We modulate immunity with beta-1-3D glucan from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. We also, rather than harming the brain and nervous system that has already been harmed because of the destruction of the gut and other things that have caused harm to it, the CBD we get from CV Sciences, plus CBDoil.com, PLUSCBDoil.com, and RSB15, the code, to get you those 15% off if you're ordering directly. All right, we got a great show. I'm telling you, great parade coming up on Sunday. I wish we could be live there with Sally L. Cordy, but she's going to tell us all about it. If you're in the tri-state area up there in New York City, Queens area, get out there and see her. She'll tell you how to do that. We've got Dr. Frank King's Healing Revolution, as well as Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath extraordinaire, talking health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend. Check it all out in the notes, robertscottbell.com. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the discussion here with Jonathan Emore today, irrational responses to very scary events, or do we step back and re-engage the rational mind and actually acknowledge things that are contributing causes and things that would actually resolve to change the future? In other words, would prevent, by and large, a lot of these events from happening, realizing that we have no... There's nobody that has total control over everybody's behavior. But if we're seeing substances approved by government being given to children, eliciting behaviors that may or may not actually have happened without them, shouldn't that be a rational discussion? That's what we're doing right now. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, and we're going to dive into the controversy of sanctuary cities in America. Who has sanctuary? Who doesn't? But, Jonathan, any more things you can, drop into the media waters to help people to see, again, rationally what's happening here as opposed to irrationally violating the rights of others to defend themselves?
Well, one thing that you certainly don't want to do that seems to be a major passion with those who are dealing with this issue is to prevent people from defending themselves. And if you disarm a population, you say you may not obtain a weapon one kind or another, or you make a school zone a gun-free zone where anyone who is armed in that zone will be arrested. Basically, what you're doing is giving those who intend on violating the law to begin with a free pass, because only those who are law-abiding are going to follow the law. Those who are intent on breaking the law anyway, committing murder, are going to go ahead and use whatever they can get their hands on to commit the murder that they find to be useful in that way. So it's not smart at all to disarm the innocent. The innocent need to be protected. Whether you put police in the school, whether you arm the teachers and train them to be armed in the classroom, whether you have special people employed who are trained in the use of these weapons to defend the kids. It needs to be done. It's not a question of whether there's going to be another school shooting. We all know that based on the history that we now have, there likely will be one. So in that regard, if we don't do what is necessary to defend kids, we're just complicit, essentially, mm-hmm. as decision makers in allowing more slaughter to occur of innocents. And that is our fundamental. There's no more fundamental duty of government than to protect the innocent from violence. There's no, the deprivation of your life, liberty, and property is the fundamental role of the government to prevent.
Yes.
And
would it be
that's what they're abdicating? They're abdicating that in favor of an irrational move to deny everyone arms. Well, if you deny everyone arms by rule of law, only those who are outside the law will have arms.
But again, that's rational. It's logical. We've lost concepts of logic. It's not being taught in the schools anymore. And we have, by and large, the political left who, say we want to protect not the children necessarily. They'll claim it, but not in reality. But they'll want to protect people who have entered America illegally or are here illegally. And the development of the sanctuary city concept. The concept of sanctuary, I guess, has its basis in churches or houses of worship, providing it in some way. But is it really sanctuary? What's happening, for instance, in San Francisco or in these other cities that seem to be violating our, as we discussed last week, Jonathan, I think very rationally, the distinct difference between nullification of federal prohibitions or laws that are not in line with the Constitution versus, as you acknowledge very well, that our immigration laws and border protection is an appropriate constitutional federal authority.
Right. This is a rather straightforward issue. You have states, cities, localities across the United States declaring themselves to be a sanctuary for those who are violating federal law. You come here and we will protect you against those who would arrest you for violating federal law. Well, that's obstruction of justice. And when the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution leaves the federal government's power over this sphere absolute. You have total control over foreign entry into the United States by the United States, which controls the borders and even has the total authority over border entry and entry into the country. So when a state says, you get here illegally, we're going to protect you from federal prosecution, they're setting themselves up to be a government hostile to the supreme law of the land, and that can't stand.
No.
So Attorney General Sessions has rightfully sued the state of California, and that's the way to go.
We need to get into that, but we're out of time for this segment again. We're moving so quickly today, Jonathan, but the topics are so engaging and interesting. All right, more on the Sanctuary City discussion and debate with Jonathan Emord on the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there, including bringing you back to Jonathan Emord and the video we mentioned earlier of him talking about the psychotropic medications related to the school shootings, etc. Go check it out. All there in the notes. Now, Jonathan, we were hitting the sanctuary cities. Last week we had, I think, a really great discussion. I wanted you to delineate between concepts where nullification is valid, because one thing Jeff Sessions did, he pretty much did a weird thing. He said nullification is never valid, never appropriate, where he should have and could have said within the confines of federal authority that is constitutional and lawful on our borders and immigration.
Because, you know, the political left has argued that on gun control, states don't have the right to nullify the feds. But they do, because there are certain things not within the federal, lawful authority to do. And that's where we've seen, states take an appropriate role. But where the Constitution is being abided by, that is where the Federal Supremacy Clause exists, and it is correct. So I think distinction has to be acknowledged and made here. But on this issue, I'm with you. This is where the feds do have a proper authority scenario, but there is some confusion, and I always like to be able to clear it up with you.
Well, I think that it is a natural extension of the power of the United States to defend the United States, that it have the power to defend its borders against those who are entering the country, particularly those who are entering the country to perform an illegal act. Those are absolutely indistinguishable, in my mind, from a army that is intent on doing the same, that individuals are intent on doing that. I don't see any distinction to be made. But the point is simple. Only the federal government has the power to protect the nation's borders and has the exclusive jurisdiction to do so under the power of the president as commander-in-chief and in accordance with the laws passed by Congress. That law is supreme. It completely occupies the field. There is no other law in competition with it in our history is not subject to the supremacy clause. So that's an easy one. Now, there are other cases where it's not so easy. So, for example, an entirely intrastate matter, mm-hmm. where you're not talking about someone coming in from outside of the state or from outside of the United States, an entirely intrastate matter that does not affect the neighboring states or impinge upon interstate commerce is one that is rightfully within the province of the states. And there's no constitutional delegation of power to reach it. In such instances, if the federal government were to exceed its constitutional limits, then state nullification would be appropriate. But in this instance, this is completely consistent with the power of the federal government. And in fact, the federal government has entirely occupied this field of protecting the nation's borders. As a consequence, when states act to interfere with the ability of the nation, the United States, to defend the borders and to limit access into this country of foreign nationals, it is the province and duty of the federal government to defend its own laws against those states or localities. And in doing so, it asserts the supremacy clause, goes to federal court, gets an injunction against the actions that are interfering, and may even get not only a negative injunction, which bars them from interfering, may even get a positive injunction, which compels them to cooperate. So that if there are areas where people are being protected and are known, they're known to exist, but that information is kept from the feds, then that information may have to be supplied to the feds so they can go and arrest them. Or if there are police, local authorities that are preventing the feds from going in and arresting someone, well, they may have to be detained or imprisoned to allow that process to occur. As a practical matter, there's absolutely no common sense in this. The people who are breaking the law are being defended by the states against the imposition of law enforcement, the result being that many who are intent on committing crimes find this to be a refuge against prosecution. So they can commit murder, they can steal, and yet they can be immune from prosecution because they're in a jurisdiction that says that the feds may not come and get them, or that the state may even itself elect not to get them. We've got a mayor in California who tipped off perhaps as many as 100 or more illegal aliens that ICE was intending on performing a raid to arrest illegals. According to the best information about this, a good number of the folks who were involved, who were tipped off, were themselves engaged in secondary and tertiary criminal activities such as violent crimes, rape, theft, and yet the mayor used her power to protect those people. That's obstruction of justice. She may be an accessory after the fact. She may have aided and abetted individuals in committing crimes against her own population.
Yeah, it's pretty criminal, the behavior in terms of turning over your own people and subjecting them to unlawful, let's say, harm in this case. Let's take an example of Sweden. I don't know if you've seen what's gone on in Sweden with kind of open borders, massive immigration, massive migration in there, particularly, there's a lot of the Islamic faith. I'm not here to denigrate anybody's belief system, but in that context, what's happened in Sweden is quite extraordinary. People that are not assimilating into the Swedish government or let's say country, the people, and now they have roving rape gangs, and they're so afraid to call out the criminals that they actually are. There's one, I think a mayor up there that said, to women, if you're there and you're going to be raped by these groups, just go with it. Let it happen. And it's just outrageous, the things that I'm hearing over there. And they say that anybody that speaks out against this is considered worse than xenophobic, maybe even racist. So, and that we see our political left arguing for those of us who say, there's a legitimacy to borders and border control and deciding who can and who can't come in based on who might harm, who might contribute and all of that, that they are using some of those arguments. But there's enough evidence to show, this is not a good plan for longevity unless you're looking to destroy the United States as a nation from within.
Yeah, they make a fundamental fallacy into a rubric in a condition of the law. Obviously, discrimination is defined by instances in which an individual based predicated upon another's race, gender, prevents them from receiving a benefit of one kind or another, or goes farther and actually punishes them, harms them because of their race or their gender. But when it comes to simple application of law enforcement, Mr. X raped Mrs. Y, X is prosecuted for the rape, not because X is a Muslim, not because X is a person from outside of Sweden. So that's utter nonsense to not prosecute the law, and in fact, that's the actual discrimination then.
Right.
What you're doing then is you're discriminating against the law-abiding innocent victims in favor of this other identified group of Muslims or whatever that you're saying. You're saying we can't prosecute a Muslim because if we prosecute a Muslim, it's racism. Well, utter nonsense. If the Muslim person who committed the criminal act is not prosecuted, then you are discriminating against those who are victims who have an entitlement to the defense of the law. You're denying them that, so you're discriminating against them. And the law should be colorblind, and it should be gender blind, and it should be used to go after those who violate the rights of life, liberty, and property of other individuals. And when the law breaks down, as it has in the United States and sanctuary cities, then the real victims, the real ones who are being discriminated against, are the innocent citizens who are preyed upon by those that the state is protecting. This is not unlike Nazism. I mean, this is when the state protects a violent minority from being prosecuted for their acts of violence, it becomes a party to the subjugation and victimization of its own citizens. And that's, of course, what Nazism is all about.
I wonder if Americans snuck into Mexico illegally and then, said, I'm here, and would there be a lot of Mexican officials, government officials, claiming sanctuary cities in Mexico for Americans that snuck into Mexico? I'm just thinking, how bizarre and absurd
is
this?
Yeah, it's definitely not the case, because of all the places in the world now, Mexico is one of the most violent places on earth, and many Americans can attest to the fact that they have been robbed, raped, brutalized, or even murdered in Mexico. So the point is simple. They're not protecting us in Mexico adequately, but boy, oh boy, are we giving their criminal element, just imagine that you are a thug and you're in Mexico, and you would like to kill and rob and so on. And you're looking at the United States, say, oh, well, I can just go to California, or I can go, to this other place in Sanctuary City, and I can get away with it. And then you can go across the border, commit all these crimes, take all the stuff, come back to Mexico, or hang out in the Sanctuary City or in the Sanctuary State and be free of prosecution. That's are people insane? I mean, that's the worst message you could possibly send to the enemies of the United States. Come here if you're an immigrant. Come here if you're Al-Qaeda. Come here if you're ISIS. Come here to my state. It's a sanctuary state. If you're a, if you're an immigrant, we'll protect you against our own people.
Right. Now, consistency is important here. It's not that we're saying this is the only danger to America or Americans. In fact, you know, you would acknowledge, Jonathan, with all of your work in the Beltway, you know, going after the FDA, for instance, to acknowledge that the things they approve and defend and protect are actually, you know, the third leading cause of death in America to Americans, right? So it's consistently, if you believe in a culture of life, you want to defend it anywhere and everywhere you can. And, you know, so it's not that we're overemphasizing this issue of sanctuary cities, but my gosh, you know, ironically, the feds have their own problem, right? The state of California has some problems. We're not going to deny that those problems exist, and we're going to, you know, take it head on as much as we can to recognize that there are places in government, and government has always been the greatest threat to life, liberty, and property, which was the irony, too, of defending the actions of the federal government, but within constitutional bounds. Our founding fathers set it up so they wouldn't do those things, although it wasn't going to depend on the piece of paper. It's the willingness of the people to defend those principles that were in it.
Well, it is, to me, the epitome of hypocrisy when a government official swears an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
And then turns around and uses the power of his or her office to violate federal law and violate the rights of innocent parties and grant an extra legal protection to illegal individuals.
All right, folks, we've got to take a break. Jonathan E. Moore here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Always more to discuss than we have time to discuss it, but we're going to continue on diving into the constitutional principles that really light us up in defense of liberty. And for everybody around the world listening, I hope you're digging it as much as we are. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. You like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever missed a show, archives are available immediately at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, then on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And, of course, we simulcast on YouTube five out of the 6 days of the week. And Jonathan is here with me, Sacred Fire of Liberty. And, of course, emore.com is linked up in the notes as well. Jonathan, again, constitutional principles of defense of liberty. The Constitution doesn't grant us any rights. It was written to protect those rights, to limit government's action against those rights. On the federal level, even the state level, it guaranteed a Republican form of government within the states as well. So we can't have socialism and communism, yet there's a lot of evidence that even on our federal level, we've abandoned those principles, and we continue to have to push back on them because it's just not the piece of paper that was written all those years ago that's going to protect us.
That's right. We've had incremental growth of government since the 1920s, really since the Progressive Era, and it's really in the 20th century it was government growth on steroids, and we've had the creation of a federal bureaucracy that is really outside the Constitution in the sense that the Constitution was designed to have checks and balances and to ensure that no single authority within government would have legislative, executive, and judicial power, and yet many of the hundreds of agencies of the federal government in their sphere of jurisdiction over the market have the legislative, executive, and judicial powers all combined in them. So they function as a little oligarchy, and they have ruinous consequences for the market. The Federal Trade Commission, for example, is performed during the Obama administration like a wrecking ball, destroying selectively businesses, particularly small, medium-sized businesses, all across the United States with ruinous effect on employment levels. And this has gone by without notice from the media, but it has been an absolute ruinous thing. And it's largely done on an academic dispute. They'll say that something in an advertisement is misleading. They'll have no proof of anyone actually being harmed or anyone suffering from being misled. People who are misled have civil recourse, of course, and class action suits, there's no shortage of them. But when it comes to the FTC, they operate without proof of statistical evidence of deception. They just presume it, and they presume to interpret the language of an ad. And then they go after a party, and they insist that the party prove that the
they're guilty.
Right.
You know, until proven innocent. No, they're basically it reverses the whole construct.
Well, the party bringing the charge is also the judge.
Right.
So the Federal Trade Commission itself is bringing the action against a party, and it's the ultimate judge of the law.
Yeah.
And it creates its own law. So it has total power to arbitrarily and capriciously ruin business, and that's what it's done.
Well,
if you had even if you have an ad that has something deceptive in it, the simplest method is to simply stop that use of that deception and to communicate the information to the public so the public isn't deceived. If the government did that, then there would be no serious harm to the economy. People would be helped in being given information, and there wouldn't be mass unemployment because someone had a word in an ad that the FTC doesn't like.
Right.
Now, that's the way it should be done, but that's not how it's done. Instead, they destroy whole businesses based on single words.
Sure.
Well, and that's what they do.
Even the FDA going against the compliance policy guide of homeopathy. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. Nobody's dying from homeopathic medicine, yet that's still happening. Is there any pushback update there?
And yet... Right. And so they're going to take down a whole industry, even though that industry is, according to the people who've taken the products, have helped them. And even though there is no great hue and cry that people are being hurt, no one's getting hurt except in extremely rare circumstances where they're already being prosecuted for whatever. But the point is, for everybody else, now they want to shut down, this commissioner of the FDA wants to shut down the entire market for homeopathy. So what does that do? That deprives people of products that they want, that they use successfully, deprives medical practitioners of another weapon in their arsenal, and it does no good to anybody else.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
It
causes unemployment.
You're right. Trump should know this. Gottlieb is a totalitarian at the FDA. That's how they behave. That's how the FTC behaves. Very un-American, in my opinion, Jonathan. But I am so grateful to God and to you, my friend, that you're there doing battle where it needs to be done as well as all of you out there that listen to the show and live liberty. And don't wait and don't ask for permission where none is required, because that also is helpful in the battle against tyranny. Jonathan, we're out of time. It goes so quickly. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, folks, remember, it's the God's honest truth, and this is true politically, economically, and, of course, for your health. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.